Hello, this is truck driver Pat, and I drive from Portland to Bellingham daily. The most disturbing thing that I see about distracted driving on the road is the people reading a newspaper or a book, and really, people are watching television on their laptop or their iPad.
Well, that can't be safe, and you probably can't pay attention to what's actually happening on the show either. According to a UW study last year, more than 8% of drivers use electronic devices behind the wheel. Nearly half were texting.
But if you just called the person on the other end of that device instead of texting them, you'd be less likely to crash your vehicle. A new study from the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute took a look at distracted drivers and what causes them to crash.
Reading a newspaper, probably pretty high on the list of activities not to do while driving. I talked to Dr. Charlie Clower, she's lead author on the study. She explained why this study was particularly effective.
Well, we instrumented 100 experienced drivers and 42 novice drivers' vehicles with highly capable data acquisition systems, cameras, vehicle sensors, and we collected data continuously. So basically, we were collecting and observing drivers in their normal environments, on their normal roadway, normal daily commutes, under their normal daily pressures. And we basically just watched them drive. And this data is so powerful because we were able to really observe driver behavior in seconds leading up to crashes and near crashes. And not only just, you know, driver behavior, but also, you know, we didn't have to lump all cell phone use into one category. We were able to split that task apart by texting, dialing, reaching for it, and talking.
Why is texting more dangerous than talking on the phone?
Well, we believe it's because drivers' eyes are primarily on the forward roadway while they're talking, but when they're texting or they're dialing or they're reaching or they're doing any of these other things, they're not able to look forward continuously. And that's when they miss key information and they're unable to respond appropriately.
Your study results on talking and listening to a cell phone, was it contradictory to what we had thought before?
There are some researchers out there who have reported that wireless device use in general increases risk. The power of our data is that we were able to split apart talking versus dialing and texting. And we have repeatedly shown with truck drivers, with experienced drivers, and with now novice drivers that talking does not increase risk of involvement in crashes and near crashes, whereas the texting and the reaching and the dialing and all that kind of stuff does increase risk of involvement in crashes and near crashes.
Dr. Charlie Clower is a research scientist at Virginia Tech Transportation Institute. She's been there for 14 years. She's lead author on a study that looked at texting and its dangers. What causes the distractions in your brain? Is it just the attention being paid looking forward rather than looking down? Is there anything else?
I think primarily it is that looking away from the forward roadway, you know, we miss key information. We miss information about potential hazards and potential roadway problems. And if we're not looking forward, then we're not able to respond as quickly and appropriately. And clearly with our novice drivers, that really increases their crash and near crash involvement.
When you look at texting, there's a time involved in texting. How does that time involved compare with the other distractions, looking away, that people do when they're driving, looking to the radio, reaching for a cup of coffee, opening up their purse? Or bags, since I don't want to make it all women there.
Yeah.
With the same purse.
that's a separate analysis, but my thoughts are that texting requires a greater amount of eyes off road time than does simply adjusting the radio or simply grabbing a cup of coffee to take a drink. Again, those types of activities did not increase risk. And so, you know, even one small glance away from the forward roadway might not actually translate into crash near crash involvement. However, tasks where you repeatedly have to look away and that time increases over, you know, the time eyes off road or the percentage of time eyes off road over a given period of time, as that increases, we see that those are the types of tasks where we see increased risk in crash and near crash involvement.
And of course, that makes a lot of sense. If you're not looking at the road, then you're not being an attentive driver. Have you thought about, or will there be studies on, what the impact will be of screens in cars on attentive driving? And I mean the screens in the dashboard where people control multiple things in their cars.
Yes, there's ongoing research on all that type of activity and ways, and we're working very hard to come up with ways to improve the design of those things. As you know, NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has already released guidelines on the designs and what is required of testing for those types of displays for both auto manufacturers and soon-to-be wireless device and aftermarket devices as well. So there's a lot of work ongoing in that area.
That was Dr. Charlie Clower. She's a research scientist at Virginia Tech Transportation Institute, lead author on a study that looked at driving habits before crashes. Bottom line, don't text. This is The Record.